What is up, you guys? My name is Noelle, and this is Hot Girl Happy Hour, where I discuss all things pop culture, lifestyle, and hot. Today, I am talking about Queen Charlotte, which is a prequel to the Bridgerton series. If you guys didn't know Bridgerton, oh my gosh, I feel dumb now that I know this. I didn't know that Bridgerton took place in like Regency era England. I thought it was just like kind of a made up area. Like, I don't know where like The Simpsons takes place. It's not a real place. I thought it was just like a fake place. But Queen Charlotte is about the marriage of Queen Charlotte and King George, who was a real life king. So Queen Charlotte comes in and she's like 17 years old and she has to marry this king that she has never met and she's super nervous. And they have their cute little meet cute where like she's debating jumping over a wall to escape him because she hasn't seen him. And he's like, oh, I'm the King George, but you can just call me George. And you know, he's like so modest and humble. But then on their wedding night, he doesn't want to, what's it called? consummate the marriage, if you guys understand what I mean. He doesn't want to consummate the marriage. So the whole thing on the show is just that like King George is like, honestly, just fucking crazy. I don't know what kind of crazy he is because it's like the olden days. So there's no like official diagnosis. Like I was picking up schizophrenic vibes, but I'm not sure on that. I don't think they ever knew in real life what was wrong with him. But the whole show, he's just like avoiding Queen Charlotte because he's trying to fix himself and work on himself so that he can love her properly. I think this show, there's a whole trend of like delusion right now. Everyone loves delusion right now. And this show has fueled that in the romance era, like in the romance section. You're telling me he is not ignoring me, not because he likes me or because he's sleeping with someone else, but because he so badly wants to work on himself and needs to avoid me. That is fueling me. That would get me through months of torture. Are you kidding me? I love Bridgerton. I really do. Like, well, like the first season of Bridgerton was my favorite. Simon is my favorite, probably almost out of all the men in Bridgerton. Simon's my favorite. I'll say my number one favorite just because I like a black man is the guy Will, but he's barely in it. But I'm like a Bridgerton bitch. I love Bridgerton. But all the male leads, I gotta be honest, they are so boring and just not that cute to me. Like the plot lines, I'm just not that girl. The Simon plot line, you know, it was, oh, like we're pretending to date to make people jealous and want us. That's a cute plot line. I could see myself falling in love with a man like that. Then season two, we got Anthony Bridgerton. What do you mean you're trying to date my sister? And then you end up married to me after very publicly courting my sister. I'm good. She can have you. Like, that's the opposite of Hamilton is what I hate about season two. And I could just not rest knowing I did that to my sister. I hated season two. And Anthony, just not my type of guy. And then King George, like, I couldn't rock with it. I would have done my duties and then lived my own life. Like, how did they have 13 children? Was no one else questioning the sanity of that? Like, this man is literally insane and does not know his name. How did he consensually have 13 children? I want to know how many of the children were by King George and how many of the children were by Farmer George and how many kids were by just George. I couldn't get on with it. The plots are not romantic to me. That's an issue that I have, I think, with a lot of romance movies. And I'm glad like we're getting a new brand of like cheesy movies like we used to in the early 2000s where it is a genuinely cute. But like, I am tired of all these struggle love stories. Like, I'm excited to see Colin and Penelope's story, but the way Colin was talking about, no, why would she genuinely want to be with him? Like, the stories just make my brain hurt. And I'm like, all of you are like under, well, other than the men, all these girls are like under 20. They're like 17 to what, 22 years old. And they just are in completely toxic relationships. Not to be that girl. What I will say, I loved the story of Lady Danbury, who we only see her like as an older, like more refined woman in Bridgerton, but young her was getting it. And I loved that for her. And Violet Bridgerton, the mom, is just staring at Lady Danbury like, are you going to tell me and confess to me that you slept with my father? And she's just like not even making eye contact. I cannot. I also, this is what was confusing to me. The queen, the whole show, she's like yelling at her children. She's like, I need an heir. I need an heir. It's like, you have 13 children. Like, is it that you need a grandchild before you can like faithfully, like not faithfully die, but like comfortably die? It's like, you already have an heir. Like, do you need two? Come on. Like, that was confusing to me. I'm not sure if that's standard protocol, but that was confusing to me. But I think either way, like Bridgerton would have to get really, really bad for me not to watch it. And there hasn't been anything that's like outlandish that really ticks me off. So I'm definitely going to continue to watch each and every season. Those are my thoughts on Queen Charlotte, though, you guys. If you have watched Bridgerton and Young Queen Charlotte, talk to me about it and tell me your thoughts on them and tell me who's your favorite Bridgerton boy. If you haven't, there's like 3 seasons of playing catch up. So if you're up to it, I mean, I guess do it. But if not, have a good day.